Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
A school teacher asked her students to do at least one good deed every day. She explained that the next day she would ask them what good deeds they had done. The next day, the dialogue between the teacher and the students went something like this. Michael, what good deed did you do yesterday? Michael, I helped a little old lady cross the street. Yes, very good. William, what good deed did you do yesterday? Well, I helped Michael help a little old lady across the street. Uh-huh. And Jimmy, what good deed did you do? Well, I helped William help Michael help a little old lady cross the street. And why did it take three of you to get the little old lady across the street? And together the boys replied, because the little old lady didn't want to cross the street. That's the problem that a lot of us encounter. How do you get people to do things they really don't want to do, whether it is convincing an employee to arrive punctually in the morning or persuading the teenager in your house to clean up his room? The three boys used muscle, but there is a better way. Guideline number one, strive to put yourself in the position of the one you want to influence. There may be valid reasons for not doing the very thing that you want done. So putting yourself in the shoes of the other person may convince you that what you want isn't really that important. So guideline number two, ask, what motive is there for someone doing this? If a person knows that being tardy for work 3 times a month draws a negative review by personnel, there's more of a motive to be punctual. When a person understands that not taking proper medication may shorten his or her life, and the person wants to live, there is a very powerful reason for taking the medicine. There are two powerful motives in life, fear and love. A man with a mask over his face and a gun in his hand stops you on a dark street and asks you for money. You immediately respond and give it to him. At least I presume that's what you would do. Yet your wife can ask you for money, no gun at all, and you being a loving husband will open your wallet freely, I hope. So what's the difference? It's the difference between love and fear. For all of God's children, there should be an extension of this love motive into the quest for excellence which glorifies God. Why? God expects the very best of His children. Paul wrote, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." Here are two people working the same kind of a job. The Christian should outperform the unbeliever working harder, doing a more conscientious job. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he instructed that slaves who are believers should do a better job than their non-believing counterparts, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. Like the three schoolboys discovered, enough muscle will eventually persuade people to do what they don't want to do. But as the saying goes, a person convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Jesus put it, "In everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." You see, that's the better way. And in the end, it is really the only way. Again, Paul says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward. And when you put that into practice, you'll get the job done.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.